Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
The great day to hydrate, coming from heat. And welcome aboard the Amy Beth Berkley Show, weaving together mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Hope you had a great July 4th holiday weekend. The heat is on. 100,000-year heat wave throughout the country. And I pity those folks who have to work outside. Please take heed and take a lot of breaks and make sure you drink a lot of water. That's very important. Happy to have you aboard as we have a little July 4th hangover as we talk about this notion of freedom and liberty and why groups with those words in their names always seem to want to restrict everybody else's liberty and freedom. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, we got some great music. Your Forgotten 45s are in the mix. As are you, or you're listening live. It is Friday, which feels like a Wednesday, July 7th, 11 a.m. out west, 1 p.m. central, 2 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop in the chat box, available if you're tagging along for the ride. And Twitter, we're still doing it. AB Rights is available 24/7. Haven't done that thread thing yet. The new thing that Meta is doing to rival Twitter. Have you? Are you on Threads? Let us know. And all the fun is being monitored and helmed by the talented DCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters, show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites. So ice coladas and refreshers are available now. America runs on Dunkin'. Also by Old Navy, it's time to enjoy some summer styles and savings at Old Navy. And by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Berkley Show and those robust roundtables. So, as I said, we are experiencing something known as heat wave. So, regulate the music, regulate your thirst, and weigh in anything, everything on your mind here on the Amy Beth Berkley Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Oh, Come on, neck's getting dirty, gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Come the days of warm, bright sun. Carefree, happy days. These are days to enjoy again. Days to save in pictures. There'll be times like this in another year, but they won't be quite the same. For a little girl meets a dancing wave for the first time, only once. And a proud young man brings his own catch home for the first time, only once. A boy meets a girl on a summer day for the first time, only once. And no other days will be quite the same in all the weeks to come. These are the days a family loves, days to save in pictures. Plan now to save your good times in pictures. Ask for Kodak Film in the familiar Kodak box.
Strange times in Portland, Maine. Lobsters dancing on the docks. Switzerland's been weird since they unplugged the clock. Mexico, the toreadors have all turned gay. Roman whores have quit to seek a better way. Dope has undermined the morale of the Buckingham.
Lady Godiva, she found fame and made her name. A Hollywood director came into town
and said to her, how you like to be a star? You're a girl who could go far, especially dressed the way you are. She smiled at him, gave her pretty head a shake. That was Lady G's mistake. Hey,
directs Certificate X, and people now are craning their necks to see her.
'Cause she's a star, one that everybody knows. Finished with a striptease show, now she can't afford her clothes. Her long blonde hair lying on the barber's floor doesn't need it long anymore. Lady Godiva.
Peter and Gordon and the classic Lady Godiva, Forgotten 45 for Wendy on the Amy Beth Arkwright Show. And it's so hot out there, I have a feeling Lady Godiva is not the only one taking off her clothes, if you know what I mean. And a pair of great 80s, indeed. Barry Manilow celebrating his great 80 with Bandstand Boogie, and he's still touring and going strong. And Carly Simon, there was some controversy about whether she was 78 or 80. Apparently she was indeed born June 25th, 1943, and from her great mid-70s album, Hotcakes and Safe and Sound, great song. A little reverie back to the summer days with Kodak, when people were taking film in a different way, taking pictures with film, right? And their summer scenario memories commercial. Summer in the City from Love and Spoonful for Jane and Paulette, and the original Heat Wave from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas for Dondi, for Chris and Nixie, who says, hey, missed the show last week. Yes, we were off last week occasionally. Summertime, we have a little bit touch and go, although we did some work on the Arts Radio Network, doing what we can. And you know, Nixie, I appreciate your listenership and your loyalty. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcast. Follow us where you get your podcasts, especially easy to get it at Mixcloud, also available on iTunes and NetNow, and I think Spotify as well. All roads, of course, lead back to our website, amybetarkowee.com. Really do appreciate you guys. Hey, over the July 4th weekend, I hope you had a good one. I was just thinking about this notion, though, of freedom and these groups that have hijacked the word freedom and liberty, like Moms for Liberty or Liberty Moms. They're the ones who want to ban books, and the Freedom and Faith and Freedom Caucus and Conference. All these people who have freedom or liberty in their title seem to want to be banning things like abortions, like books, like history, like drag queens. The only freedoms they care about are the ones that apply to them, freedom to carry guns and have mass shootings like we had all over the weekend. It's nuts to me. They're hijacking the word freedom and liberty. Don't let them do it, just like they tried to hijack the flag. Not a good thing. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. In the same vein, Marjorie Taylor Greene apparently was tossed out of the Freedom Caucus. You talk about a caucus that has a strange name, the Fright Wingers in Congress, because I'm not sure. Part of it is, was she, because of the bitch slap that they had between she and Lauren Boebert over who was going to impeach Biden first? Or because maybe some folks think she's just too darn establishment because she's cozying up to Speaker McCarthy. And you know what? She's hoping to become the twice impeached, twice indicted so far, but more to come, former president's running mate in the next election. Can you imagine that? Dumb and dumber? Wow. Scarier and scarier they go. What say you on the Facebook page? Laura says, MTG voted too dumb for the From Dumb Caucus. That's a good way to put it. I appreciate that, indeed. Really crazy. And Natalie says, Marjorie Taylor Greene keeps saying she's speaking for, quote, her voters. I live in her district. I did not vote for her. I do not stand for anything she stands for. Get the heck out of my town. Well, you got to vote her out, Natalie. You got to vote her out. And even as a Republican town, for goodness sake, when she was first voted in, I remember when she was expelled, or not expelled, but, you know, kicked off a lot of committees with all her outrageous nonsense, her Jewish space lasers, her Nazi comments, all of that kind of stuff. I mean, this is a woman who, she's bought every conspiracy theory you can find, including that 9/11 was a hoax. I mean, this is craziness. The town was so mortified, they actually took out billboards and said, she doesn't speak for us. But all of a sudden, she's more popular than ever, and she wins. I mean, if you're a Republican town, put up a Republican in the primary to beat her, but she beat whoever was challenging her. They did have, I think, a couple of people. So it's just craziness. Another loser, so says Clyde. But, of course, she'll play victim like Trump does. Yeah, well, she's one of his proteges, that's for sure. Craziness ensues for sure. Say no, no, no to that ticket, that's for sure. Hey, happy birthday. Today's the day. 83 candles on Ringo Starr's cake. I'm Amy Beth Arquisha.
The lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. Uh-huh. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No thank you please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. A woman that I know just came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land. No, 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 I don't, no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, a hole. He said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No thank you please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door. Thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
Come on. love. Kids eat armor hot dogs. Kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
When men bite dogs, they do say say.
But when kids bite dogs, they yell.
The railroad track, hot dog. You say you're coming home for good, hot dog. I'm gonna keep on knocking wood, baby. I can hardly wait. I'm gonna meet you at the gate, hot dog.
I fell in love with you and then you went away.
But now you're coming home to stay, hot dog. Soon everything will be alright, hot dog. We're gonna have a ball and man, I got a pocket full of dimes. Every day was like misery, but now you're coming back to me, hot dog. My money's gonna go insane, hot dog. When you come walking off the train, you know how lonely I have been, but when that Santa Fe pulls in, hot dog.
Elvis and his hot dog on Amy Beth Arkley's show in honor of Joey Chestnut winning his, what, 16th or 17th mustard belt in the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Also, that went out to Dondi. What a gluttonous event. I watch it every year just for the fun of it. It's like an old-fashioned OV carnival spectacle, but it's gluttonous. Crazy, but of course, it's the whole eating circuit. These guys are on it because on the intros they always say such and such is the crab cake eating champion or the cream puff eating champion. I mean, they have every category, and this is just disgusting. And yet Joey Chestnut is pretty thin, but they put their body through so much, and it's such a waste of food, but you can't help it's one of those, you know, like train wreck things. You can't help but look at it. Indeed. Armor Hot Dog, Vintage Ad, of course, too, is kind of fun. And Twisting by the Pool with Dire Straits. Even if you're hanging out by the pool, don't forget to hydrate. It's very important. We also heard from Blondie and their comeback song some years ago. They had a comeback, I remember that, with Maria. Debbie Harry celebrated her 78th birthday on July 11th. And Ringo Starr, today's the day for the youthful drummer, the lovable man, with the no-no song, Ringo Starr, celebrating his 83rd birthday. We should all be like Ringo. Love is all you need with a great sense of humor, and we'll get through it, indeed. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Anything, everything on your mind, please reach out. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. No, we're not on Threads yet. Are you? That new thing that Mark Zuckerberg has started, and, of course, Elon Musk is threatening to sue Zuckerberg over it. I don't know what Musk is all about. He's trying to restrict people from using Twitter, but yet he's upset that there's a new app out there. It makes no sense. We'll see how it goes. But in the meantime, we are on Twitter for now. Speaking of which, what do we have going on the social media circuit here? Aurora on the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing. She is so stupid, but so was everybody in that Freedom Caucus. Craziness. They'll be all forgotten once they're out of office. So says Cecilia. Let's hope so. Let's hope. But there's always Fox News. And speaking of which, DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, who's plummeting in the GOP polls, he's now 30 or more points behind Trump and falling, is defending his new homoerotic, homophobic ad. Have you seen this thing? Craziness, which they played a lot. He was defending it and defending his ratings drop because he says he's, you know, Trump is going after him on Fox News. The guy doesn't have much personality. He's got some kind of the personality of a shiitake mushroom, if that. So maybe that's part of the problem. And his stances are way too right-wing. They're even more right-wing than Trump, which is what that ad was all about, that Trump was too sympathetic to the LGBTQ community. Tell that to those folks, because I don't think they would agree with it. But DeSantis wants to crack down on everything. His six-week abortion ban, which he signed in the middle of the night, is not faring well with most folks, including Republicans. And banning books, banning history, banning everything, banning drag queens. I don't get it. I don't see how you're going to be able to. You might cater to a certain very right-wing base, and maybe that would get you in something in the primary. I don't know. It doesn't look like it yet. But even if it does, how does he tick to the center and become more moderate during the general election? It makes no sense to me. What say you? Carl says the best thing DeSantis could have done was to endorse Trump, and the White House was his in 2028. I'm not so sure about that. But then Carl goes on to say he likely lost his chance to ever be president as a result of bad advisors. Well, I don't know if it's just bad advisors, but also, as I just said, maybe bad stances, bad positions on policies that are just not favorable. But on the other hand, he won a big landslide victory over Charlie Crist, which I don't get. I have friends in Florida. They don't get it either because they're not Republicans. But a lot of people said, well, it was easy to beat Charlie Crist. But wasn't Charlie Crist at one point governor of Florida? I think he was a Republican. Then he became a Democrat. He was in Congress for a while. So why was he so easy to beat? I just don't quite get it. Dealey says, I have been laid off 4 times in the last two years, and I live in Florida. I have never experienced this in my entire working career. Unemployment in Florida is a total joke. DeSantis, get your butt home and straighten this mess out. I applied over a month ago and still do not have one thin dime. All he cares about is campaigning. Ouch. The locals are getting mad at him. There you go. DeSantis is nonsense, so says Marta, and I live in Florida. I know what I'm talking about. Okay, well, I hear you, but then again, he did win that landslide. That's all I can say. Very strange indeed. America, we're known for a lot of things. Guns, hot dogs, hamburgers, great 4th of July fireworks, and great music, too, and a good American band like Grand Funk Railroad. I'm Amy Beth Arquay Show. This one's for you, Charlie. I found it. We found it.
tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to say,
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket,
Springsteen song, very sweet for the season, Girls in Their Summer Clothes on the Andy Beth Arkley Show. And speaking of clothes or lack thereof, the itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. A lot of us shouldn't be wearing those, that's for sure. And we shouldn't be playing it too often, but it's fun to hear once or twice a year from Brian Hyland. That one going out to Maury and Sally. Thanks for chiming in, kids. Do appreciate it. A beauty and a fun one from Chubby Checker. We got to get this man into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's twist again like we did last summer, just for the twist movement, along with other songs like Limber Rock and The Fly. He needs to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, don't you think? And a beauty for Charlie, Trudy, rooted around the archives for you, Charlie, and found it. Grand Funk Railroads, we're an American band. Good to hear every once in a while, especially in our July 4th hangover. Freedom, liberty, they're trying to steal it from us. I don't get it. Twitter, AV Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, pop in the chat box. Quick shout-out going out to Grady in Pomona, New York, not too far from me, who says, for the Inspiration Action Challenge, thanks so much. Love your show, love your conversational style, interviews, and, of course, great music and the challenge has pushed me into the right direction. I'm writing again. Not sure where it leads, but it feels good to do it. Hey, Grady, keep going. And I know the stop and start thing. I have it too. You focus on a page, you'll get it. You will do it indeed. Keep us posted, please. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout out. You deserve it. And if you need a little help, let's start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one on me. Reach out via the website, amybetharkawy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. We're still there for now. Not doing the Threads thing, are you? We'll see how it all goes. Things always change. We got to keep up. It's hard, but sometimes we have to do it, too. Let's go around the social media horn. Anybody having anything to say? Marjorie Taylor Greene is a no-go, so says Seth. I don't think she'll make it as DJ T's vice presidential candidate. On the DeSantis front, Rory says, hey, don't knock and insult shiitake mushrooms. DeSantis has no personality, zero zip, nothing. He's going nowhere, not getting it. As you say, his policies are too right-wing even for Republicans. Well, for some Republicans. I don't know about all Republicans, but I think it's going to be very hard, should he get the nomination, to tack into the middle like they try to do, you know, to be more, to grab more moderate voters. But we'll see. We'll just see how the whole darn thing plays out. Clyde says, I'm concerned. I don't think it's going to be Trump. I don't think it's going to be DeSantis. I think it's going to be somebody like a Youngkin will swoop in. He'll seem moderate, but he's not, and there'll be trouble for Biden. That has always been my concern. That was my concern with Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, who says he's not running. But we'll see. We'll just see how it all plays out. I like this one from Celeste. She says, it can't be Mike Pence. He makes me nauseous. It's interesting to watch Mike Pence. I always say he does like a warmed-over, lukewarm, cream-of-wheat version of Ronald Reagan. But he was trying. He's going to like every county in Iowa, and they have the Pizza Ranch restaurants, I guess, out there. He's trying to go to all the Pizza Ranch restaurants, or like 90 of them or something. And he goes to these caucus meetings with people, and they showed a clip of him. I think you saw it because they were running like a viral video the other day of trying to argue with this woman. Not argue with her, but set her straight, because she says, you changed history. You had the right to do it. We won the election, that whole business about sending the votes back to the electors, back to the states. And he said, no, I couldn't do it. The Constitution doesn't allow it. But these people, they believe what they want. Craziness. It is the end of that third great show. Here's a beautiful song from Nancy Griffith, who would have celebrated her 70th birthday on July 6th. Reminds me of summer. How about you? Drive-in movies and dashboard nights. On the end of that third great show.
Sister had a crystal voice, she played a silver tone from a Montgomery ward. Quiet songs and Monroe hair, she sure could turn the boys' heads to stare. Swimwear, Sauntan, and haunt them was all she learned in school. Books were for the other girls, and the other girls were fools. Texas back in 69, was driving movies and dashboard lights. Father walked her down the aisle, cause college didn't suit her style. Sad truth was she could barely read. If you told dear father, well, he wouldn't believe you. The telephone rang and drove mother insane from the hearts left on the shelf. Sister thought and she won't be home, cause she didn't take care of herself. Texas back in 69, was driving movies and dashboard lights. Eternity. Where is she now? can't you hear your daughter crying? Father, wake up, her youth is dying. The kids are grown, the husband's gone away. And it's a shame, cause she has such a lovely face. Can't you see she needed more than, oh, what a pretty child. You never taught her to fond lie, all you told her was a smile. Texas back in 69, with dry band movies and dashboard lights. Where is she now? Back in 69, we're driving movies and dashboard lights.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the little neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do.
Saturday night at the movies, what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, let's row in the balcony. Well, there's Technicolor and the CinemaScope, a cast out of Hollywood, and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem quite as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't side out, but they never can compare to the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, let's roll in the balcony.
Saturday night at the movies. The Drifters on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, winking a nod to Marianne. Thank you so much, my friend, for kind words. I appreciate you. Indeed, I do. And a beauty from Nancy Griffith. We lost her way too young, but she left behind oh so many great songs and albums, and that great song, Drive-In Movies and Dashboard Nights on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. One final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. My mouth keeps working for a little while longer anyway. Clive says, I worry that Biden will have a real problem. Newsom should primary him ASAP. We're losing ground. I'm not so sure. I get it, and I think Newsom is a good backup possibility. But you know what? The Biden agenda is strong, and the work is there. They've got to sell it and tell it. I know it's the age thing that looms over him. We can't do much about that, but the man's doing his job, that's for sure. So vote blue no matter who, and we'll see what happens. Kamala Harris, a strong second in command. I know she's not as popular, but again, they got to push these people out and push the message out. Tell it and sell it, I believe. John says, yeah, Trump is going to wind up with an ankle bracelet, but he's going to wind up running because look at the polls and the money he's raising, over $35 million since the last indictment. Yeah, I love it. We talk about the last indictment, isn't it? Nutty indeed. And Cal says, the freedom people are all a bunch of bunk. It's only freedom for them. Their rules. That's what's taking it, what taking it back means to them. Yeah, exactly. And Shimmy, he says, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a big loser. Bobart, also a loser. Entire Freedom Caucus and the whole right wing, they all got to go. I'm with you. Let's take back the House, keep the Senate and grow the lead, and, of course, maintain the White House. That's the key. Let's keep working on it and stay vigilant. Hey, stay hydrated, too, please, folks. It's very dangerous in so many places, especially if you're working outdoors. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Take a look at folks that are working outdoors. Help them. People have tough jobs. And, of course, look in on pets, little kids, and the elderly. Take care of your neighbors. Please do so. Hey, thank you so much to Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLA headquarters, for keeping us moving, and thank you so much. Let's keep in touch via social media. Friend me on Facebook. We're still on Twitter for now. You can reach our producer, Trudy Hart, at Radio Trudy, and, of course, I am at AB Rights for the 24/7 conversation. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkaway Show. We end where we began, celebrating our heat wave, this time with Linda Ronstadt. Take care. You know I love y'all.